Living in transformational times requires a few vital skills. In order to navigate the vast ocean of rhetoric, telling us what we should or shouldn't do, believe, think, or feel, we need to have a way to tune out the noise and connect with our inner voice. We must be able to bring ourselves to a place of feeling grounded and centered. Maybe you know this place within yourself, or maybe it seems a little foreign. Either way, I invite you to try this practice with me. Place your hands on your body, wherever they feel inclined to go. Maybe that's your heart, your shoulders, your legs, or somewhere else. Let them settle and feel. Take three slow breaths into your hands. Notice the sound of your breath. Feel the expansion and softening of your body. Allow the energy in your mind to drop down into your body. Sense your center. There's no right answer as to where exactly that is. Maybe it's your spine, your belly, or your pelvis. Maybe it's less physical and more energetic. What feels true for you? It's okay if you're not sure. Trust your inklings, even if they're subtle. Remember to return here time and time again. Keep reconnecting to your center, even if its location or your sensing of it feels elusive. Keep coming back. We cannot discern what is true for us if we are disconnected from our center. Sure, we can sort through ideas and statistics with logic, but that's a choppy sea that requires vast amounts of energy and time to navigate. And logic can be found on all sides of every conversation. What we need more than ever is embodiment, heart, compassion. We need to build capacity for discomfort through rhythmic immersion in space, to be able to trust our inner knowing. The beautiful thing about being connected to our center is that we can discern what is true for us in a moment, rather than needing to go through some intensive process to arrive at a truth. What resonates and what doesn't is readily apparent when we come from a place of embodied sensing. If you are feeling scattered, lost, confused, or overwhelmed about any one of the issues in the world right now, I greatly encourage you to connect with your center in whatever way that happens for you. We need breaks from all the voices, all of the ideas and projections and statistics. We need time and space to sort, process, feel, and integrate. I hope that you can take restorative breaks from social media and the news. Know thyself. Breathe deep. Sense, feel, and listen to your body. And always, always, always return to your center. Thank you for listening and spending this time with me. If this impacted you in some way, share this episode or send it to someone you thought about while listening. I would love to connect with you on social media. And if you'd like to connect more intimately, you can join me in the Higher Self Sanctuary, a virtual village where I lead meditations, workshops, community gatherings, in-person retreats, and more. To check out the sanctuary, you can go to www.higherself.earth. If you'd like to work with me one-on-one, you can book a session at karinadevi.com. You'll also find information there about courses, intuitive readings, and other offerings. If you're enjoying this podcast, please leave a review so that we can reach more of the people who are looking for this space. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.